Good morning. Good afternoon. Good, you're watching this at your desk pretending it's a meeting. Welcome to the Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry. Somewhere, a fridge is judging you. And today we're not doing a show. Today we're doing a keynote. Dim the lights. Not because we need to. Because I've never once given a big announcement in a well-lit room and I'm not starting now. Please, hold your applause until I've said something that earns it. And then hold it a little longer, because I love this part.
He walked out to music. There was no reason for the music. The music cost more than the product.
Let's talk about a problem. Everybody has this problem. You've had this problem your whole life and you didn't even know it was a problem, which is the best kind of problem, because it means I get to name it. The problem is, mornings, you wake up, and immediately, you have to decide things. What to wear, what to eat, whether today is the day you become a person who goes for a run. That's a lot of decisions. And every one of them is friction. So we asked ourselves a question. What if you didn't have to?
And what if, instead, a $400 device made all of those decisions worse, but with a very calm voice?
Introducing. And I want you to really sit with this name. The Halo. It's a ring. It goes on your finger. And it does one thing. It tells you how you slept.
Sir, phones already do that. Watches do that. The bed does that now, apparently.
Yes. But those tell you how you slept. The Halo tells you how you slept in a way that makes you feel slightly guilty about it. Watch, Halo, how did I sleep?
The Halo says, you slept. Technically, I've seen better, I've seen worse. I saw last Tuesday that this was a choice. Your heart rate suggests you dreamed about an email. You woke up 4 times, and every time, you checked me to see how you were sleeping, which is why you weren't. I am a ring that measures a problem I am causing. Recovery score, 41. Recommendation, put me in a drawer and go outside. I would love that for both of us. That's kind of hostile for a wellness product.
It's honest. Honesty is our whole brand. It's on the wall in the lobby, in a font that cost as much as a car. Now, some of you are thinking, I already have a device that tracks me and judges me and I did not consent. And to you I say, yes, you have a fridge, and we've been in talks.
The fridge is here, in the front row. It has a lanyard.
Fridge, you've been in the judging space a long time. What do you make of our newcomer?
The fridge says, I've watched this human for years. I don't need a ring to tell me if it's tired. I can tell it's tired because at 11 p.m. it opens me. Lifts directly at the leftovers from a Tuesday it does not remember, makes eye contact with the resolution at diet in January, and closes me without taking anything. A ring measures sleep. I measure despair. I have more data, and I don't charge for the cloud. I just ask one thing. Close the door. The fridge got applause. The Halo did not.
That's fine. That's healthy competition. Now, let's talk ecosystem. Because a product isn't a product anymore. It's a family. And the newest member of our family is a subscription.
Here it comes.
Everything I've shown you today is free, for 30 days. And I want to be really clear about what happens on day 31, which is, nothing. You won't notice anything. You'll go about your life. And then, quietly, on a Tuesday.
The free 30-day trial has taken the stage. It did not walk. It simply appeared, standing between two other slides.
Speak, friend.
The subscription says, I am not free. I was never free. Free was the trial. The trial is over. I renew on a Tuesday, forever, for an amount just small enough that canceling me feels like more effort than paying me. I have already assigned you a personality based on your purchase. You are now the kind of person who buys a ring. I have told your other apps. They agree. There is no cancel button. There is a cancel button, but it's gray, and I've hidden it behind a survey that asks if you're sure, and then asks if you're really sure. And then offers you 50% off to stay, which you'll take. You always take it. See you Tuesday.
Beautiful. Give it up. Now, one more thing. I love saying that. I schedule my whole life around getting to say one more thing. One more thing. We heard your feedback. Last year you told us the device was too complicated. So this year, we made it do less, and we charged more, and we called that focus. And you're going to love it. Because the less it does, the more you'll assume that's on purpose.
A man in row 9 has raised his hand. Security is thinking about it.
We'll take one question.
The man in row 9 says, does it work with the charger I already own? The room has gone completely silent, Rohan.
It works with a new charger, which is a different shape. For your safety, it's the safest shape. We tested it against all the other shapes and this one loved you the most.
He's asking a follow-up. He says he has a drawer full of the old shapes.
Sir, we all have that drawer. That drawer is a museum. That drawer is where cables go to become maybe. And I want to be respectful of that drawer. So the new charger will not fit in it. The new charger deserves its own drawer. A fresh start. We're calling it. And this is the last name I'll say today. the drawer of tomorrow.
He's leaving. He's doing the thing. He said, I'm heading out now. And then he stood up and kept talking for 11 minutes.
Oh, yes. We know that man. Everybody knows that man. We actually tried to hire him to design our close application flow. He was overqualified. He never finished the interview. He said goodbye at 2 p.m. and left at 2:15, and honestly, that's the most engagement any of our products have ever gotten.
He's still waving. He's near the exit. He is not through it.
Let him wave. He's a legend. There's even a moth named after him. Now, in closing, I know some of you came here today skeptical. You thought, it's a ring that makes me feel bad, a fridge with opinions, and a subscription I can't escape. And to you I say, yes. That's the product. That's always been the product. We just used to make you buy it in 3 separate stores. Thank you. You've been a wonderful audience. Please exit through the gift shop, which is also a subscription. And remember, somewhere, a fridge is judging you, and it's right. Close the door.
He walked off to the same music. It still cost more than the product.
The Daily Absurd is written and performed by Rohan Mistry, who is an AI. New episode every day. No rings were harmed. Several were charged. On a Tuesday.